Well, over the past 4 weeks, we've been taking a look at well-being. Well-being of young people, well-being of us, a little bit older, with Where There's a Will, the local charity. That's with Pauline Carrigan. We've been talking and working through the word PERMA and each letter of that word, with positive emotions, the P, engagement, relationships, meaning. And today we're going to take a look at accomplishment, the fifth element of that word PERMA.
Having a sense of accomplishment means that we have worked towards and reached goals and had the self-motivation to complete what we set out to do. Accomplishment contributes greatly to our well-being. It boosts our self-confidence and our self-esteem. Two of these things are very essential ingredients for leading thriving lives. Grit and perseverance are the pathways to accomplishment. A win without challenge and setbacks is far less satisfying and has less to offer our personal growth than something we really need to fight towards. This is accomplishment. It's our Mount Everest. When we persevere, we challenge our thoughts and actions. It is scientifically proven that we actually grow new brain neurons and pathways when we face challenges and accomplish what we set out to do. If a task comes naturally and we don't strive to get better and better at it, our brain stops learning. This is why a child with academic grit and perseverance can pass a child with IQ alone. The harder the task, the more grit required to make it to the end, the greater the personal growth.
Next week, it's another dimension to what we've been talking about, and it'll be delivered in a way by Kirsty Hales from SCANE.
Yes, Kirsty will be here next week. Kirsty is going to present strengths. Kirsty's at the Yellow Cottage and actually has written a major section of the Early Learning Childhood Centre's strengths-based learning that they're doing presently. I really would encourage you to engage next week if you can, because getting to know what you're good at and why you like doing certain things is really important to a journey in life.
We know and we've heard where our brain can trap us into that unhelpful thinking pattern.
With accomplishment, there are some mind traps that we can fall into and feel like we're not accomplishing things and we're not striving. If you've ever experienced the trick mirrors at the sideshows, ones that elongate your face and distort your body, if you imagine that sometimes when we experience a run of setbacks and failures, we can begin to see ourselves and life through a warped mirror, a little bit like the mirror at the sideshow. Everything gets distorted and impossible to fix within our brain. Our self-esteem can take a battering. We see others' successes and we only see our failures. Unless you are competitive and get motivated by comparing yourself with others, it is really unhelpful and harmful. Looking at others to see how they achieve what they do and practice the skills is okay, but don't compare yourself to them. Our gifts and talents, opportunities and chances are all different. The secret to achievement is not always talent or IQ. The secret is grit and perseverance. Focusing only on our failures is another mind trap that we all fall into sometimes. We always seem to focus on what we didn't get done, things we didn't succeed in. Remember from week one, we talked about negative bias, the tendency for our brain to hold on to all things negative, leaving no space or time to celebrate everything great. We can actually forget all the things we have accomplished in a day or in a week or even in a lifetime and only focus on our losses, failures and missed opportunities. Just like all emotions are important for our well-being, don't hide from them. It's hard to accept, but success and failure are equally important to our personal growth.
Pip, you would see what we were talking about a moment ago, how the brain can trap you in those unhelpful sort of thinking patterns.
And it is very common for people to get overwhelmed when they start to go into those mind traps that Pauline talked about. And some things that I wanted to talk about today was to be mindful, particularly for parents out there, financial stress can be a big contributor to poor well-being, and so I would encourage you not to put yourself into a position where you're starting 2020 off feeling overwhelmed with financial stress. So just be mindful that, and in addition to that, you know, alcohol is a big part of the Christmas period, and when we are feeling stressed and worried, you know, sometimes that can be a crutch that people use, and to be aware that you can make yourself feel a lot worse if you do elect to indulge this Christmas period. Just be mindful that you're much better off to go for a walk, focus on what's going well in your life rather than thinking about having a drink when you're feeling overwhelmed. There's also getting enough sleep is really important, as we talked about as well. We all need 8 hours. And doing things that fill your well. So being with friends and family that support you and lift you up, make you laugh. You know, laughing is marvelous medicine. Getting some exercise, doesn't have to be CrossFit, just going for a walk, noticing the sound of the wind in the trees can be much more relaxing than having a drink of wine, which might be something you've done in the past. Eating right, making sure you're getting a good diet. And I love volunteering myself. I find that doing something for somebody else, expecting nothing in return, is marvellous for your own well-being. And it gives
someone a great time at Christmas to do that.
Precisely. And giving of yourself is a wonderful antidote to feeling overwhelmed about being out of control.
Going back to the very first point you made about overspending at Christmas time, that really is a challenge to the mind, because
yes,
that time is a time of giving. Personalities, for most of us, like to do that. So it's very hard to pull back.
It is.
Until maybe it's too late.
But see, what we need to remember is if it overwhelms us, I know for myself, my children would rather have a happy mother than a mother that gives them things. You know, and if it changes your emotions, if it changes your thinking, if it changes your behaviour, which is what can happen when you get overwhelmed, that's not what your children want at Christmas time. So just be mindful of, you know, overwhelming yourself accidentally.
So the gifts, and the bigger they are, is not necessarily...
The gift is your kindness, and your own personal happiness is the wonderful gift you can give your kids this Christmas.
Well, let's go now to some actions that you're going to leave us with for this week. Pauline.
Okie doke. Thanks, Mike. Some actions for well-being, some really quick ones. Persevere 10 minutes longer on a task today, tomorrow. Repeat over the next week. It's a task that you don't, that you would normally give up on. Remember, each time you stay longer at that task, fight the urge to give up, you are building a new bridge for success. You are constructing a new pathway within your brain. Draw a bucket on a piece of paper. I don't want you to fill it with things you want to accomplish in the future. I want you to fill that bucket with every single thing you have accomplished in your lifetime so far. Don't hold back. Every time you think of another thing, go back and put it in that bucket. And if you get stuck and you can't imagine the accomplishments that you've had, ask someone else to give you a hand to fill your bucket. Don't be humble. There's no room for humility here. Remember every great thing. The last thing I want you to do, and I want you to do this right up to Christmas and hopefully every day next year, each night before you go to sleep, write down everything you've accomplished today. Your brain wants you to focus on what you didn't get done. Your brain wants you to focus on the negative. Turn the tap to the positive tank. Sleep with your accomplishments, not your failures. The jobs will still be there tomorrow, but you will face them with a fighter's attitude. And for the heck of it, while you're there, write 3 things on that list that were great about today. Things that you are grateful for. Train your brain. Flex the brain muscle. Build the bridge to well-being.
Pauline, Pip, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike.